The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining me today. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Begin the program with news of a shooting in Oklahoma. The news media is probably making more out of this than they should. Yes, it did occur at a Walmart, but it was in the parking lot, and it was a domestic dispute. So in reality, as tragic as it was, it could have happened anywhere. Two people shot dead in a car. I am presuming that there was an affair going on. Anyway, the shooter shot into the car, killed the two occupants of the car. Someone in the parking lot had a concealed carry permit, pulled his weapon, confronted the shooter. The shooter shot himself and killed himself in the parking lot. So it is being widely reported as a Walmart shooting. Not really. Again, it was a domestic dispute that just happened to occur in the parking lot of a Walmart. I would just want to mention this quickly, because I'd like to deal with it in a fuller manner at the top of the hour, at 4 o'clock hour. I begin the program with just a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach, and it has nothing to do with what I had for lunch. You may have heard, in fact, you probably have heard, that Chick-fil-A today announced a major change in their philanthropic activities. They have long supported Christian organizations like the Salvation Army, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And because they have done that, the LGBTQ activists have criticized them severely. They've called for boycotts. They have caused all kinds of heartache and grief for the management of Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has continued to say, we don't discriminate. We will serve anyone. We will hire anyone. And as a result, the Christian community has given unwavering support to Chick-fil-A. Well, today, they have announced, and I had to check this out for myself. I thought this was false, fake news. It is not. They have announced today that they will no longer support any Christian ministry that is critical of the LGBTQ movement. They are moving in different directions. They're going to deal with homelessness and education, and I've forgotten the third thing. But, and they have admitted that they have made this change because of pressure from LGBTQ activists. And I am literally sick at my stomach. That's the general outline. I will give you more details. I will read to you from the press release issued by Chick-fil-A today. I have reached out to probably the man most responsible for this decision that I have gotten acquainted with in the last couple of years. I have not heard back from him. I am hoping he will respond, but we'll pick this up and discuss it at the top of the hour. It is difficult for me to even think of words to express my disappointment in Chick-fil-A. But we'll talk about that at the top of the hour. And if you would like to get in on the conversation, if you have comments, I will be more than happy to open the phones to you at the top of the hour on that topic. Here's some local news that I found quite interesting. A town hall meeting was held on the campus of Ohio State University a couple of days ago, and it was held for Muslim youth. The headline caught my attention: Town Hall Tackles Issues Facing Central Ohio Muslim Youth. I thought, I wonder what the issues are facing Muslim youth. Well, one of the major things that this town hall addressed was the abuse aimed at Muslim youth from their own community. From their own community. Most of you know that Central Ohio has the second largest Somali population in America. The Minneapolis-St. Paul Twin Cities area has the largest Somali population. Columbus, Ohio has the second. And according to young people at this town hall on the campus of Ohio State University, there is great concern in the Somali community about the westernization of their youth. And as a result, young people, particularly teenagers, are being, I guess kidnapped would be a strong term, but they are being sent back to Somalia. And in Somalia, they are being abused and, well, even raped because they are being sent back out of America, sent to Somalia to be reprogrammed by Muslim leaders. One of the young people participating in the town hall said, quote, "I was sent back for being too Western. I was sent for wearing clothes that are not appropriate. After being sent to Somalia by her parents to remove some of her Western ways, Jasmine is sharing what she endured. Abuse. Quote, I have been telling me that they have been through the same thing. I have people say that they have been raped. Organizers are hoping that stories of abuse, drug abuse, mental illness will propel the message that you are not alone, will help remove the stigma of tough conversations. Quote, our community has come to the point where we feel like if we talk about any of these issues, it will look bad on our community. And I think we in 2019 should be where our youth should be able to come forward and discuss these issues. So evidently, there is widespread abuse of Somali young people from their own community because they are not towing the Muslim line. This is one of the great concerns here in Central Ohio. We in America should be all about immigrants. Almost all of us are descendants from immigrants, but our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and so forth very quickly assimilated into the American culture, the American society. Sadly, many of the Muslim communities are not assimilating at all. They're establishing their own communities with their own culture within the borders of America. And with radical Islam, that could be very dangerous. So, interesting town hall on the campus of The Ohio State University. We'll take the first break. And when we come back, an update on David DeLeiden, the Center for Medical Progress. A jury has made a decision in that case that we have been following for a long time. And it is not good news. Stay tuned. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, David DeLeiden and the Center for Medical Progress has been punished for what other journalists are praised for. In fact, they even get awards for. Hey, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. We've been following this case. The Center for Medical Progress, headed by David DeLeiden, as most of you know, did an undercover video series on the fact that Planned Parenthood was illegally selling baby parts, aborted baby parts, to research labs. It's illegal. It violates federal law. And so they went undercover. It is true. They deceived. They used deceptive means. They used hidden cameras, et cetera, et cetera. And they got on video, Planned Parenthood, red-handed, violating the law in selling aborted baby parts to labs. Well, instead of Planned Parenthood being prosecuted and the labs being prosecuted, David DeLeiden and the Center for Medical Progress has been punished. Now, this is a common tact of journalists. 2020, Dateline, 48 hours. Through the years, and I would assume 60 minutes, other investigative journalists have done this for years. They have hidden cameras. They go into a jewelry store and get an appraisal on a diamond, and they find a corrupt jeweler. They do undercover work, and they get kickbacks in this business or that business or this store or that store. And the videos are played on TV. Everyone praises the investigative journalists, the undercover journalists, and often they are given awards for their investigative reporting, doing exactly what the Center for Medical Progress did. Well, they are not being awarded. They are being punished. And a California jury has awarded Planned Parenthood over $1 million in damages. Over $1 million in damages. That is when it's all added up. $870,000 in punitive damages alone. Here's the story. A California jury has found pro-life activist David DeLeiden and his group, the Center for Medical Progress, liable for their undercover videos exposing actions of Planned Parenthood, ordering the pro-life activist to pay the abortion provider $870,000 in punitive damages. Really? Yes, really. Bottom line, the Thomas More Society, which helped to represent Mr. DeLeiden, is going to appeal the case. So nothing will be paid out until the appeals process winds its way through the courts. I think there's a very good chance that this is going to be overturned, but that is sad indeed. But it, again, is an indication of the bias in the media and the bias against conservatives and particularly Christians. And then there is this case, Grand Valley State University in the state up north. Yeah. Grand Valley State University had quite a contentious student senate meeting last week. And the source of the contention was the Pledge of Allegiance. We're seeing this all over the country. As young college and university students are brainwashed by the far liberal left, we are seeing this movement against the Pledge of Allegiance. Quote, student government leaders at a Michigan university have banned the Pledge of Allegiance from meetings. The Student Senate, which had previously made time for the pledge each meeting, deemed the verbiage of the Pledge of Allegiance to be, quote, non-inclusive. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. United States of, yeah. The verbiage is non-inclusive. And so, no more Pledge of Allegiance. The student government of Grand Valley State University. And then very quickly, this is also moving across the country. The Palatine Schaumburg High School District in Illinois. The school board voted 5-2 last week to allow transgender students, and I'm quoting, unrestricted locker room access. Yeah, one board member said discrimination is never an acceptable compromise. So anyone who declares themselves pretty or, you know, male or female, all they have to do is declare it. And they can use whatever shower, whatever locker room they want. One of the board members said one of the biggest concerns we continue to hear is the idea that anyone can go in any locker room whenever they feel it. That's not the way it works. And then he goes on and says, all the student has to do is bring a note from a parent or a guardian stating that they are something other than the gender they were assigned at birth. So in essence, yes, a boy who feels pretty, if they can get a parent to sign off, can use the locker room of their choice with, again, unrestricted locker room access. Prior to this, transgender students had to use a private stall. Not anymore. They can undress right out in the middle of the locker room, regardless of their physiology, their anatomy, and no one can do anything about it. That's the Palatine Schaumburg High School District in Illinois. All right, when we come back, we're going to discuss Chick-fil-A. We'll return.